This past week's sweep of a homeless community under the Nimitz Highway Viaduct dramatized the extent of the homeless problem and the challenge the city and county of Honolulu continues to face. The viaduct was home to a semi-permanent settlement, some of whose residents has been there for years, all of whose residents were living in unsanitary and dangerous conditions. The State Department of Transportation is spending millions on the ongoing sweeps without knowing where the people being evicted are going to end up. HPR reporter Wayne Yoshioka has been following the story, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Yes, it was a multi-agency task force led by the State Department of Transportation. We had sheriff deputies there, the Humane Society, social service organizations, and they had a massive cleanup to do because they had abandoned property, illegal structures, and even some vehicles laid in there. And after more than a month of outreach, they still had over 100 people left. And Scott Morishige, the governor's homeless coordinator, will describe what was there.
So as of Monday, it was estimated there were 180 people. As of Friday, it was estimated there were less than 120. So we know that at least 60 people relocated from the area. We were able to get 5 people into shelter, 1 person into residential treatment. And then we're also working with animal rescue organizations to have 60 dogs rescued from the area and 24 cats.
Well, Wayne, where are these people going to go?
Well, they were just saying, we're going to go Eva, we're going to go Diamond Head. But according to the sheriff's deputies, they were going to sweep those areas too. So there's really not much choice for them as far as places to go. And the cleanup, I mean, it's such a massive endeavor that we have not only that, but we have also all these animals and, you know, it's really a pretty dismal sight.
It's also a pretty expensive and labor-intensive process for all the government agencies involved, right?
Right. The legislature appropriated $2 million for this, and the Hawaii Department of Transportation had matching funds of $2 million just to clean up the H1 corridor. So it's going to take a lot of money, especially with this viaduct, and it's going to take until November 17th to complete. So that's a long time.
Isn't that just going to lead to another homeless community somewhere else?
Probably. And as far as the viaduct, though, they're going to try to fence it off, and the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation will use that area to store equipment. But as far as, you know, trying to find another place for the homeless, we've got the city and county of Honolulu talking about the safe zones for the homeless. They want to spend about $23 million for that. The Interagency Council on Homelessness, which is a state organization, they're talking about doing another safe zone. But, you know, we've tried all of these before, and some of the places, the public lands, the city and county properties, they're outside of urban Honolulu, and, you know, you can build it, but it's hardly, they won't come.
They're away from amenities, bus lines. Even if you were to try to get back into society, get a job, how would you get to work?
Right.
That's what Sand Island, for example, is. You know, but it you know, Wayne, it really looks like a classic kicking the can down the road then. If you know, you're putting a lot of money into getting them out, but to where?
You're just pushing them around the island as far as we're concerned. And a lot of taxpayers are saying, you know, why waste all this money moving these people around? Let's try to solve this problem. But as you know, there is no silver bullet in this homeless issue. It's a long-term problem that they need to start addressing from when people are young.
At some point, Wayne, you know, somebody's going to calculate the per-person cost of all this. And chances are it's going to come out to a pretty hefty per-person figure. And, you know, taxpayers, at some point, there's going to be some resentment kick in, don't you think?
Well, they're using the argument that all the emergency services that these homeless people are using in terms of the emergency rooms, in terms of the
police, ERs,
and all that stuff, far outweigh the amount that they're spending. But they're spending $23 million to establish a safe zone. They spent $68 million last year just trying to do the revitalization of these other properties to make it into homeless transition centers. So this is a lot of money.
So has city county of Honolulu gone into the safe zones? I understood they were holding back from the safe zone's idea, at least for now.
Well, they're trying to wait, I guess, for the state to do it.
Yeah.
The Interagency Council on Homelessness, they've been examining this a lot. Two sessions ago, they tried to make a safe zone, but they just found out that the state lands and the infrastructure needs for those lands is just, you know, prohibitive. I mean, it would just cost too much to bring water and electricity there.
You know, Wayne, I keep hoping for a discussion of the homeless problem that doesn't end with the words, what a mess.
What a mess. But when you have career politicians not solving the problem, I mean, who's going to solve it?
Yeah. Well, the next guy to occupy the office after you get out.
And term limits, all you have is an 8-year window.
Yeah.
And, you know, what can you do in 8 years?
Well, not much, evidently.
Apparently.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thank you, Chris.
Wayne Yoshioka is Hawaii Public Radio's political reporter, and you can find audio and written versions of all his stories under the Politics tab on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.